everybody that's been saved has a story. And listen to me carefully. If you have a story, it's a story to tell. We've got to get the story out. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest life ever lived. It's the greatest news we've ever heard.
And that was Reverend Johnny M. Hunt giving a sermon to his hometown church, Woodstock First Baptist Church in Woodstock, Georgia. On an average Sunday, about 6,800 people come to see him preach, making that a megachurch. Reverend Hunt was elected president of the Southern Baptist Convention this week. The 55-year-old pastor beat out five other candidates for the unpaid job. His win is seen as a victory for the more fundamentalist wing of the organization. For the last five decades, the convention has been losing members. Baptisms are at a 20-year low. What are they doing wrong? Will they be able to save themselves? Ted Olson is news director and online managing editor of Christianity Today, and he joins us now. Hello, Mr. Olson.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
So after Catholics, the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest group of Christians in the United States, this is something that I always wondered about. I know you know the answer to. What's the convention part of their name?
Well, the Southern Baptists do not like to think of themselves as a denomination. They're very stressed that they're local churches that are affiliated with kind of a vague network rather than kind of a top-down approach. So very different from the Catholic Church in that sense. So the convention isn't just the meeting that they go to. It's also a word that they use to say, no, we're not a denomination. We're just a convention.
Right now, Southern Baptist Convention has about 16.2 million members. They've reported a drop in membership of about 40,000 people from 2006 to 2007. For a long time, they were just growing more slowly. Now they're actually diminishing in size. What are they doing wrong?
Yeah, it's the first decline in a decade, and that's only the second time that membership has dropped in 80 years. So that was the big discussion at this year's meeting. In fact, one of the other big numbers that was talked about was 9,500 people were expected to show up for this meeting. Only 7,200 showed up.
Mm.
So,
and these are supposed
really
to be the most
decline.
And these are supposed to be the most dedicated of the Southern Baptists, and it was underattended.
Right, and this is a denomination that had, well, I call them a denomination anyway, that is proud to compare itself to some of the other denominations like Methodists or Presbyterians or some of the others that have been experiencing major declines in years. So now when the Southern Baptists are in decline, there's a little bit more of a panic about it.
Yeah, and I don't envy your job because some people object to Baptists, some people object to evangelicals, some people object to fundamentalists. It must be hard trying to find the language. You might be offending everyone, but at the risk of, you know, using a word that the Southern Baptists might not like, you know, Reverend Hunt is seen as more fundamentalist, especially when compared to his predecessor, who I think was Frank Page. And is that something, embracing the more fundamentalist side of the religion, that they think is going to help bring members back? Is that something they've gotten away from?
Well, I got to say, in the Southern Baptist Convention, there's been, for the last several decades, this kind of conservative takeover of the denomination. And there's been a real purge of liberals and moderates, I would even say, mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. So everyone running for the presidency, and this year there's a record six, or at least a recent record of six. Usually there's kind of a kingmaker. There's already an assumed winner going into this thing. But anyone who would have won would have been a very, very, very strong conservative. So I'm not necessarily sure that the guy who won is necessarily on the fundamentalist end of things. He's kind of a predictable choice in that he is a large megachurch pastor from Georgia. So in that sense, he is a kind of an assumed winner, but he's not necessarily more conservative than the other guys who are running.
This is what one thing I really don't understand. You say they've purged moderates, they've purged liberals. This has generally been the kind of trend that has allowed other evangelical denominations to grow. I don't understand why it seems like the general trend in America is a rise of conservative religion, and yet a very conservative denomination is losing members. Can you analyze that a little bit for me?
Sure. Part of it is that, you know, in the North, a lot of these churches that are losing churches are culturally dominant. So the Methodists in some areas, the Episcopalians in some areas, it's kind of the places where if, you know, you weren't necessarily significantly devoted in your faith, you still kind of had an affiliation with the local church that maybe you went to on Easter or Sunday. And in the South, Southern Baptists basically function in that same way, where you know, you may not always go to the local church, but, you know, if people ask you what church you go to, you would just say, oh, I go to First Baptist.
In other words, it was kind of the default setting. You didn't think too much about it. And in terms of, you know, maybe that means it was ripe for the pickings if some other new brand came into town.
Exactly. If you live in Georgia, chances are that you say that you're a Southern Baptist, even though you don't usually attend. And that was the big debate at this year's convention, was all of these people that, you know, there's, like you said, 16 million people supposedly members of the Southern Baptist Convention, but only 6 million regularly attend church, weekly anyway.
But the baptisms, that's dropping too, and that's a pretty consistent gauge, right? Over years.
Yeah, what the Southern Baptists would like to see now is kind of a drop in membership and a rise in baptisms, because that would suggest they are kind of purging people off the rolls who aren't regular attenders, but that they're bringing new people in. And, yeah, like you said, those baptisms are dropping. They've gone down more than 5% between 2007 and 2006. They've dropped for the last 3 years. They're really worried about that. And the other significant thing is that these baptisms are dropping during a time when the Southern Baptist Convention has really been making a big push. We need to go out there and be doing more baptisms.
If I were to go to a Southern Baptist Convention church on a Sunday, as opposed to one of these, you know, fiery preachers with a mega church with the really cushy pews, would I see it as having less sizzle than the competitors? Is it less exciting just to see the sermons preached on Sundays at an SBC church?
There's a pretty significant battle within the Southern Baptist Convention about worship, as there is in any kind of conservative denomination now. Are you going to have the electric guitar? Are you just going to use the organ? Are you going to, you know, use a very contemporary translation of the Bible? Or are you going to use one of the older translations? I would say that the Southern Baptist churches, by and large, are going to be pretty similar to any kind of conservative evangelical church in terms of style. So whether you go there, whether you go to, you know, whatever, Crossroads Community Church down the street, the Southern Baptist Church is going to be pretty similar. It is going to be different than what a lot of people would consider to be churchy. A lot of these Southern Baptist churches do not have steeples. They meet in things that look like, you know, business offices, that kind of thing. So that's pretty common in the Southern Baptist Convention now.
You know, if membership is going down and baptisms are going down and the church has had this rightward, to use shorthand, rightward tact, of course there are going to be members of the church who say things like, well, this shows that we need to, you know, go out and recruit more minority members. We need to perhaps soften our stance on our charitable works and, you know, our stance on war. What about the rank and file of the Southern Baptists now? Are they agreeing with what maybe the old convention president said, was that Baptists were just seen as mean-spirited, hurtful, and angry, and we have to be more what we're for than what we're against?
You heard a lot of that this year. I think a lot of people were agreeing we need to be less mean. There's still a lot of people that are eager to kind of be a little bit mean in the denomination, still really eager to see who else they can purge from the denomination. But by and large, there's large agreement that the Southern Baptists are known more for what they're against than what they're for, and that they need to change their image. Now, change their image does not necessarily mean change any of their policies. I think on issues of marriage, on issues of, well, across the board, you're not going to necessarily see wide policy changes. In fact, there was an effort at this convention to tighten some of the rules on alcohol consumption.
I thought they were just flat out against it.
Right. They are generally flat out against it, but there's nothing really on the books that says, you know, a church that would encourage alcohol consumption is going to get kicked out.
And maybe you might hear some fairly high-profile member say something about gay marriage, but in your opinion, that will never fly in the Southern Baptist Convention, do you think?
It's not going to fly in our near future. Never is an awfully big word.
Right. Ted Olson is the news director and online managing editor of Christianity Today. Very informative. Thank you very much, Ted.
Thank you.
And next on the show, we will speak with an award-winning chef who lost his sense of taste to cancer for a while. He won a great award, and he has an amazing story. This is The Bryant Park Project from NPR News.